Hey everyone, I'm Travis. Let's talk about SQL Server on Linux. In June of this year, we launched SQL Server 2016, the industry-leading, most secure, highest-performing database with the lowest TCO. Now we're excited to announce with SQL Server 2016 SP1 that many of the innovative features in SQL Server 2016, like in-memory performance and always encrypted, are available on all editions of SQL Server. That means that you can take advantage of these features in your application. We're also excited to announce today that SQL Server on Linux is in public preview. That means that you can develop your applications using Linux and Docker and then deploy them to even more platforms on Linux. Getting started with SQL Server is easy. I'll show you how you can get a Docker container with SQL Server running in seconds. SQL Server is fast. You can get 100 times faster performance for your application by using features like Column Store. And SQL Server is efficient. One of our financial services customers runs a 4-socket server and gets 1.3 million transactions per second. And Stack Overflow, which I'm sure you all know and love, uses one SQL Server. Let me show you how to get started developing applications on SQL Server. All right, here I am on my MacBook Pro. I've already got Docker installed, and I've already pulled down the SQL Server on Linux image, and I've already run a SQL Server on Linux container. Now let's do a simple application using Node that connects to SQL Server here on my MacBook. Here I'm using the TDS driver, which is an open source driver which Microsoft helps develop. We create a connection object, specify the connection configuration information, and then create a request object and issue a SQL command to select the name from databases and then iterate through the resulting list and output it to the console. So let's go ahead and run our application. There we go. Very simple example. You can now take this example here of Node and build your own applications connecting to SQL Server on Linux on a Docker container. Now let's see something a little bit more powerful. Here I've got a Java application that will show the power of Column Store. Here we have our connection string. We connect to SQL Server running on my container again. We run a simple query like select add version. Then we drop the database if it exists, and then we create the example database. And then we insert 5 million rows worth of data into the orders table. And then we execute a function called sumPrice, which you can see down here selects the sum of the price from the orders table. First, we do this without a column store index. Then we create a column store index to improve performance. And then we execute the same sumPrice function again and output the results. So let's go ahead and execute this application now as well. So there we can see that it's connected to SQL Server and output that it's running on Linux Ubuntu. And now it's going to insert 5 million rows into the orders table. This takes about 15 seconds, which is really pretty fast if you think about that I'm just running here on a Docker container on my MacBook. Now we're creating a column store index, which will lay out the data on disk in a sequential way that makes it faster to query and do functions like sum. So now we can see after the column store is created, we run the same sum function and the query returns in 8 milliseconds instead of 168. That's a 21 times better performance by executing a single line of T-SQL to create a clustered column store index. Now that I've shown you how easy it is to get started with SQL Server and build applications, even using innovative features like column store to improve the performance of your applications, let's take a look now at how fast and efficient SQL Server can be. Let's switch over here. I'm connected now over SSH to a Red Hat Enterprise Linux VM running in Azure. There I have Docker installed as well, and I'm going to Docker compose up an application. This application is composed of a Python front-end application that allows the user to vote. The vote gets stored in a Redis container DB. There's a back-end Java worker container that copies the vote from the Redis cache DB to the SQL Server. And then a Node application connects to SQL Server to display the results of the vote to the user. Let's take a look at what this application looks like. Here we can simply vote on penguins versus polar bears. So we'll vote for penguins. We'll switch over here and we can see the results of the vote. So that's pretty interesting that we can have SQL Server running inside of this environment here on a Red Hat Enterprise Linux machine and have Docker container applications connecting to it. Now let's see what we can do in terms of fast and efficient. So I'll start up now a application that we wrote that just inserts a lot of data into SQL Server very fast. So you can see down here that we're inserting a lot of votes into the database pretty quickly here, about 1,000 votes a second. Let's see if we can make it go any faster. So I'm going to add a bunch of threads now to start inserting data into SQL Server. At the top there, you can see the number of rows that are being inserted per second. So we're climbing up now into the 60,000, 70,000. Let's keep going here. And then here you can see the pacing, which is the amount of time that we wait in between inserting votes into the database. So we're going to reduce that down now. And it's important to note that this VM is actually pretty modest by production standards. This is a simple 32 gigabyte and 8-core VM running in Azure. We're going to keep dropping this pacing down, and let's see how fast we can make this go. So you can see now that we're up to, you know, over 3 million votes that have been inserted into the database. And these transactions are all fully ACID compliant, meaning that they're persisted all the way through to storage. And you can see that we're getting somewhere around 200,000 inserts per second. That's amazingly fast and very efficient running on a relatively small VM in Azure. All right, so now that you've seen SQL Server in action, go and get the bits for yourself at SQLServerOnLinux.com. Thanks for watching.